Hey, it's Dr. Ramona. Join Lance Skirvin and I this weekend on the Dr. Ramona Brockett Show. We've got lots of shade to throw your way.
Dr. Ramona Brockett, what is up with Donald Trump and all of these preachers praying? I don't understand it.
Well, you know, they say when prayers go up, blessings come down. But in this case, remember that song, You Down With OPP? Yeah, you know me. Well,
yes, I
in
do.
In this case, Donald Trump is playing with the preacher power players. So I guess it's Donald. Are you down with TPP? You know, Lance, and you know, this is not the, we're not doing our traditional 50-minute conversation here. We're doing a short here because all this praying, and you know, I am devout when it comes to my religion and when it comes to my God, and I believe in the power of prayer. And you know, in Hebrews, we are taught not to judge others. And so I'm not judging the prayers. You know, where two or three are gathered, there he is also. I'm not judging any, and you know what I'm saying. However, and this is a big however, like there's a big but. Who's big but? We got a big but up in here.
A huge but.
We got a huge
a derriere of a question.
The derriere de derrieres, honey. Why is Trump doing this? There's a whole bunch of answers, okay? One, you know, he wants to appeal to the evangelicals. Two, he said on one of his stumps that he is, what did he say? The best book is the Bible, and even though he can't quote anything from it, it's just a great book, you know. But there are a couple other things. Now, one of the prayers was, if you look at this recent video of the prayer meeting in the Donald Trump towers there in New York City, and by the way, let's talk about who attended that meeting, which gave me pause. You had Bishop McClendon, which gave me pause. You had Paula White, which gave me pause. You had Dr. Daryl Scott, which gave me pause. You had Bishop George Bloomer, which truly gave me pause. You had Jan Crouch, which almost gave me a heart attack with my pause. And then you had Steve Muncy. Hallelujah. So you have all these ministers.
Yes.
You have him being prayed for. You have Paula White touching his stomach and touching, you
Dear
know,
Lord.
Certain parts of his body as she's praying for him. Hallelujah. And all I can think of is this. Now float with me for a minute.
Most definitely.
During W's administration, there was a tremendous amount of money set aside for the ministers. And this was the religious initiative. When it comes to the black ministers, like the Bishop McClendon and like the Bishop George Bloomers and like Dr. Daryl Scott's wife, out there in Cleveland, who happened to be on that TV show that they canceled called The Prophets, you know, these women prophets, and like Paula White and everyone else.
I question how that was spelled, The Prophets.
I think it was a F-I-T,
that's
not
what
a
I'm
P-H.
Thinking.
Yeah, and, you know, anyway, all of these people got money from the federal government. And what you found was that, especially the black ministers, they got these big old jets, these huge 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 square foot homes sitting on acres and acres of land. And a lot of the reason why they're able to afford it is because those federal funds being given to the ministers, mm-hmm. all of this is part of their quote-unquote ministry. Now, under under Obama's administration, Obama gave power to the gays, right? Mm-hmm. Right to marry, etc. Now, if the wrong person gets elected in 2016, and it just so happens that a gay couple walks into any of these federally funded churches and wants to get married, if they want to get married, these ministers with these huge congregations and these huge homes and these huge properties will have to marry a gay couple, which is against the basic tenets of their religion.
Yes.
If they refuse to do it, their federal funding is shot. So what does that have to do with Donald Trump? Well, Donald Trump is a businessman. He a business man. He a business man.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Big time.
Donald Trump has told them, if you get your congregations behind me, I will make sure that you're protected when I'm president of the United States. Now, if the Democrats get in, you're in trouble, because they're going to make sure that their gay constituency shows up at your church and wants to get married. And if that happens and you're getting federal funding, bye-bye to your big houses and your $65 million debts.
Mm. The art of the deal.
The art of the deal. Now, a lot of people are going to be listening to this saying, oh my God, are you kidding? Look at the numbers, baby. Look at the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly what's happening, and this is, you know, it's why it's happening. And also, if you look at this video, and again, this video is on, you can find it on my page on Facebook. You can find it. I've tagged Lance, so you can probably see it on his page.
Yes.
One of the ministers prayed that Donald Trump would have support from an African-American minister, that the Lord would send him an African-American to support him and to be by his side.
Wow.
Now, I didn't know God had respect to person.
This is so plastic. This is just so, I mean, talk about a photo op. Talk about a staged circus and how they feel the people are just so dumb. And the funny part about it is so many people will suck this up.
Please, like you sip on your tea, they will try to sip it up, honey. Sip it, suck it, do whatever they got to do, honey. And I won't say the other thing that rhymes with suck it, but you know what I'm saying.
But you know what? Even saying suck it was graphic enough. And that brings to mind, and I won't say anything lewd, but...
Who, Paula White?
Paula White, the way she was praying, that was some prayer. When I looked at it, I thought I was looking at something of an adult nature, the way her head was moving up and down in that vicinity. We'll leave it at that. But for those who wonder...
I'll let you deal with that on your show.
Yes, yes, yes. We'll leave that one alone here.
But for those who want... And then it was also interesting, the Jewish rabbi,
yes,
who's a Jew for Jesus, who prayed for Yeshua to come in. Everyone there has an interest, and it's basically financial. There could be some that are praying sincerely. I thought it was interesting how Donald Trump says, oh, yeah, that was great. I have never, ever seen anybody after a prayer session like that say, oh, yeah, that was great. You know what I'm saying? And if that is him, after people are speaking in tongues and everything else, I can't imagine what it's like when he and his wife, let me stop. Oh, yeah, that was...
Well, it was insinuated right there. But, I just think it's funny that he's posturing toward the African-American community when not too long ago, several years ago, it was more than several years, if you can remember the Central Park jogger situation.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And,
oh,
you know,
yes,
how he took that full page ad and wanted to go after them. And even after they were found not to be guilty and about to be paid all of this money, which they deserved after being falsely accused. Okay, he still took out an ad, a full page ad. I can't quote it, but basically he was saying, I still think they're guilty. That's a heck of a way to reach out to the African American community, brother. You see? What happened to that?
What do they say Satan does? He comes to kill, steal, kill, and destroy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a deceiver. He can come as a deceiver to many. People need to wake up. They need to remember their history, you know. And those people that are supporting him, those religious people that are standing around him praying for him, I hope that you all realize, and they may, you know, because I don't know what really guides them. All those ministers in there are filthy rich. And not that you can't be wealthy and be a minister, but their whole thing is prosperity and not salvation, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Of course.
And here's the question. Are they part of the deception, or are they being deceived? Because the reality is this. Whether Hillary Clinton gets in or Donald Trump believes he will get in, okay? Whether either one of them get in, they're all going after the ministers. They're all going after the churches that went and got federal funding. Because
yes.
The next thing that's going to happen with the gay movement is that they're going to go in and they're going to start going to these churches and they're going to start demanding that the pastors marry them.
Mm-hmm.
And who they're going to target are those churches that received federal funding. So that when those churches have a conflict with their congregation and the Bible about marrying gay or same-sex couples,
mm-hmm.
that then will cause the churches to fall, because it is now the eve. It is now the eve of the demise, and what other word can I use? The persecution of the Christian church in America. Get ready.